In 2007, Franklin brought to Morehouse his five wells of leadership.
Producing young men who are well-read, well-spoken, well-traveled, well-dressed, and well-balanced.
Franklin says instilling the concept in Morehouse's more than 2,800 students is one of his accomplishments. He also touts the school's reputation in science, technology, and other fields, and Franklin's third goal was fundraising.
It's our commitment to ensuring that we have adequate scholarship dollars to make this experience affordable.
Tuition alone at Morehouse is $25,000 a year. While that's competitive among all liberal arts schools, it's on the high end for historically black colleges or universities or HBCUs. That's why Franklin's really proud about increasing the number of Morehouse alumni who donate to the school. Before he came, it was at 17%. Now, it's at 38%.
Among historically black colleges and universities, that would be very high.
Melvin Shaw, with fundraising developer Sod & Shaw, has focused on HBCUs for 50 years. When it comes to helping students pay for school, Shaw says HBCUs have a harder time than predominantly white schools.
The majority of the white institutions, first of all, have students who can pay the full freight, or they have alumni programs or endowment programs that can supplement those students who are not in a position to, you know, to carry the full load.
Shaw says Morehouse has historically strong fundraising and endowments. However, Franklin says the school might have to tap into a new audience.
Going forward, the real money out there is not in corporations and foundations, but among individuals.
Morehouse Board Chair Robert Davidson says raising capital will be job number one for the school's new president. Charles Edwards, WABE News.